The Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg has begun hearing an appeal in the case of 18 Romani children from Ostrava, whose parents claim their placing in special schools for the mentally retarded amounted to discrimination. Such schools have since been renamed in the Czech Republic, but the problem remains. Most Romani children generally receive a substandard education. Last year, the court ruled against the applicants. This appeal is the family's last chance. David Strupek is the lawyer representing the 18 families, and earlier he spoke to Radio Prague by telephone.
The applicants, of course, are not in a position to prove that there was some racist intention in the head of the psychologist or directors of the schools who are deciding in the case. But we are claiming that the mere statistic results that show that there is so overwhelming overrepresentation of Roma children in special schools, or there were at the material time, is sufficient proof of inferior differential treatment, and that this is up to government to explain why the system works the way that it results in such an overwhelming overrepresentation. It practically means that more than 50% of Roma children is mentally deficient, which is the conclusion that cannot be accepted.
Now, these 18 children, where are they now, and how has their placing in special schools affected their lives and their education?
Well, of course, it affected their lives, because when they finished special schools, the level of their education was some 2 or 3 years behind the normal standard. Those children are practically condemned to the lowest level nationally training and practically condemned to unemployment.
Right. What would you and the claimants like to see out of this case? If you win, what are you after? Compensation?
The court, of course, itself can only declare that there was a violation of convention, and it can award the applicants with some amount of compensation, what of course would be problematic in this case because the application is based on the claims regarding the functioning of a whole system, and it would be very problematic to determine what would be the situation if these particular children were not transferred. So it would be very hard to enumerate any real damage, but the decision of the European Court of Human Rights is binding, and the Council of Europe is monitoring how the member state is following the conclusions of the court.
When do you expect the Grand Chamber to rule on your appeal?
Actually, it could be very hardly estimated, as the case is complex and the complex written judgment has to be elaborated. I am afraid that there are still months ahead of us until we will know the final decision.
Human rights lawyer David Strupek speaking earlier to my colleague Rob Cameron from Strasbourg.